This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three people have been charged in an Iranian plot, officials say, to kill President-elect Trump and others.
Federal prosecutors have charged a 51-year-old Iranian, a 49-year-old from Brooklyn, and a 36-year-old from Staten Island with plotting murder for hire. The Iranian suspect remains at large, but his two alleged co-conspirators are now in custody. Prosecutors say the Iranian, Farhad Shakeri, claimed he was tasked just last month with coming up with a plan to kill Donald Trump. Court documents say the would-be hitmen were also offered six-figure sums for carrying out killings, including a $500,000 bounty on the heads of two Jewish Americans living in New York.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. A wildfire in Southern California has destroyed over 200 homes since Wednesday. Fire crews could get a break from the Santa Ana winds, though, today. That's fueling that blaze. Beyonce led the Grammy nominations with a record 11 noms, including for Album and Country Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Rockwell Automation Incorporated Thursday reported fiscal fourth quarter profit of $239.1 million. The Milwaukee-based company said it had net income of $2.09 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.47 per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.40 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.04 billion in the period, which fell short of street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. For the year, the company reported profit of $952.5 million, or $8.28 per share. Revenue was reported as $8.26 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $8.60 to $9.80 per share. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls. The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwestern Wisconsin city where Leine's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls Brewery and Leinenkugel's 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls, although as of Wednesday, Molson Coors had yet to file a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development. In the statement, Earhart said the consolidation plan comes after the company finished a large contract brewing agreement. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on a TGIF edition. It is Friday, November 8th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here in Madison. Sun is out. Guns are out. I'm not sure. I have no guns anymore. I didn't really have any to begin with, but I'm keeping my shirt on. I have no fear. The flannel is staying on. The Wonder State coffee is in the mug. We are set to go for hour number two. Welcome in. Coming in later on this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a little week in review. A humorous now, Zommers, these are not made up. This is not fictitious. These are real, actual, wacky humans doing real, actual, wacky things.
Yeah, and every time I'm surprised by something new, and you learn something about humanity. It may not be useful information, but you learn something.
Good point. Good point. That might not be what you'll want to learn about humanity, but speaking of that, and see, now I'm in a conundrum. I'm in a conundrum. Who, by the way, State Senator Conundrum from the Chippewa Valley area did a great job in the legislature for years. But I'm in a conundrum here because there's a story out there that I really, really, really want to talk about. But I don't know whether Peter Rapine is going to include it in the Week in Review. So I don't know what to do. Shall I talk about this story and bring it to you now? Or should we wait and see if Peter Rapine brings it up? It involves primates. 43 of them, as a matter of fact. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait. I think we have want to take one more call here. I believe Kathy is on the line from Cambridge. Because I want to do that before, once we get into what's worse, then we're kind of, I want to be done with politics for the day. But very quickly, Kathy in Cambridge calling. Kathy, what did you want to say?
Well, I'm in a better mood now. I was a little shocked when I called the last time, a little embarrassed, like crying on the phone.
Oh, good. Don't worry.
We got to look at the good news.
Yes.
We flipped 10 seats in Madison's legislation, 10 seats to Democrats.
Yeah,
we got
in the legislature.
We got Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah,
thank you. So you know, and in 2 years, if people stay energized, we can be the majority. Democrats can be the majority. There is a path to civility again if we all hang in there and keep on keeping on.
So, I agree.
I just
with you.
Wanted to bring that up. A bright news for Friday. We need
there you go.
Good news.
There you go.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kathy. Thanks for giving us some good news on a Friday, 9 past the hour. All right, Tony, watch on YouTube, says Peter will have multiple stories for sure. Talk about it. All right, this is for Tony Zimmerman. Headline, monkey mayhem in South Carolina after 43 primates escape research facility. This is not made up. This is real. Residents of a small South Carolina town are finding themselves in the middle of a real-life game of Jumanji. Is that how you pronounce that?
Jumanji.
Jumanji, the movie? Yeah.
Oh, no. This reminds me of when, like, the super intelligent pigs ran around
yes.
in Canada.
With 43 monkeys escaped yesterday from a research, or Wednesday, rather, from a research facility.
Might need to rewatch Planet of the Apes this weekend to learn how to defend myself.
When CBS used it this morning, they actually used footage of Planet of the
Apes. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
I know. The rhesus macaw, is it macaw? Primates are still on the loose as of today after they escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center in Yamasai, or no, Yamasasi? I don't know. Some town in South Carolina. It doesn't really matter. They're believed to be in the wooded region surrounding the facility. The local police department said on an update around 6 p.m. last night, quote, and this is serious, residents are strongly advised to keep doors and windows secured to prevent these animals from entering homes.
This is serious. The police, it's no joke.
We're not kidding around. According to a Facebook post on Wednesday, in an updated story shortly before noon, the police said that they had their eyes on the monkeys and were attempting to entice them with food. Police advised those who encounter the missing monkeys to refrain from interacting with them and immediately dial 911. The young primates, by the way, all females and between 6 to 7 pounds, have never been used for testing and are too young to carry diseases. So they're just in their prime here, these young monkey girls. They're described to be very skittish and will congregate in groups. The monkeys are nonviolent, but they may be growing restless due to hunger. Well, of course they are. Of course they are. So, I mean, if you're making a trip to South Carolina, you might want to revisit it because there's 43 monkeys on the loose, rhesus monkeys, which, of course, brings me back to my college days. Chris Pauls and Jeff Perry wrote a great skit. Might have borrowed it from somebody else, but we did a great fake commercial where I, as the host, was eating a rhesus monkey cup. And they had real hair on it. It was like a Reese's peanut butter cup. I said,
so the Reese's macaque is just like that. Yeah,
Reese's macaque. Brought to you by Reese's Monkey Cups. Made with real monkey. So there you go. But that's a serious story, by the way. Really, 43 Reese's monkeys without peanut butter cups are on the loose in South Carolina. Now, that would brighten the week up. I mean, just think about it. In Madison, if we just had 43 monkeys on the loose, people could be, they'd be, I'll guarantee you, before the weekend is out, these monkeys will have their own Twitter page, their own TikTok.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I just hope that we don't have another tragedy on their hands, that they all get safely returned, yes. And that we don't get another Harambe situation.
All right, time for what's worse. Here we go, Mr. Dobbers. What is worse?
All that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, only your chance to be heard on statewide radio. Time once again for what's worse. Here it is from the Home Department. What is worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. You could download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply type in the search bar, Civic Media. It pops up. Less than a minute to download, free, what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What is worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese?
That is a good question.
Yes. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I have some feelings on this one. Because two things. I think the answer is it depends. Because, like, some people really make a mean, meaning great, homemade macaroni and cheese. But if you don't really know how to do it or you use the wrong cheese, it can get like glumpy and clumpy, and then it's no good at all.
And yeah. And in that case, and here's the, I will say this, when it comes to store-bought macaroni and cheese packages, I'm a big Kraft macaroni and cheese fan. I don't go for the knockoff Sure-Fine brand.
Also, like, it's a dollar for a box. And, you know, if I want cheap calories that will fill my stomach, yes, that will take less than 10 minutes to cook, that is the place of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Right.
And so, it tastes good.
And I'm not a hater on Kraft macaroni and cheese, but if I have a choice between well-made homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft, I'd take the homemade. So I think it depends. But what do you think? What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the YouTube line, PJ says Kraft, but do not use Velveeta cheese. Fair. Absolutely fair. Because then it's just like the Velveeta, you know, store-bought, basically.
Right.
So you're at, I totally agree with you on that one. 855-752-4842. What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? Roger from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR, our great station in Wisconsin Rapids. We were up there for a show last week. Fantastic crew up there at WFHR, says, I don't even like macaroni and cheese. Well, okay, fine.
Are you sure you live in Stevens Point and not like Idaho?
Hey, to each their own. No, I know. Each their own. No judgment.
I just had to say it because of cheese.
But yeah, I don't. It may be the first person that I know that doesn't like any kind of macaroni and cheese. And there's like, you know, now there's like mac and cheese that's like, you know, we got barbecue pulled pork in it or crab. Or,
I was going to bring that up where like it depends what it is. If I just want to whip something up and eat food and be done, Kraft is better. But if I am going over to one of our engineers, Chris Casper, over to his place, and he's been smoking a pork shoulder all day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say smoking something else. But go ahead.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. yes. Then some homemade mac and cheese with that on a sandwich is delicious.
It is. Yeah. He's Casper is a mean chef, is what I hear.
It's true.
Yeah. So absolutely. Tony, listening on, watching on YouTube, says, I prefer Velveeta macaroni and cheese. Now, see, again, this is very interesting because I normally like, I will stick with what I said. If I have a choice, I'm going to go with Kraft macaroni and cheese if I'm buying store-bought. But about twice a year, I get a hankering for Velveeta. There's a difference because it's like a cheese sauce rather than the powdered cheese.
It's a very different thing, yeah.
Yes, and also they have the shells instead of the elbow macaroni. So it is a different type of deal. So I feel that, Tony. 855-752-4842. What's worse, homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? Let's see here. A listener from WAUK says Kraft macaroni and cheese is worse. There is no worse, says Lama on Madison's WMDX says it's all good. I tend to kind of agree with her.
Same.
There's few bad macaroni and cheeses. Matt, listening to WRCE in Richland Center and getting it done between the lines, delivering our packages for us. We appreciate you, Matt. Says homemade is worse, but with Kraft, use a full stick of butter and half instead of milk. Fattening.
I could never. I do the opposite. I use like half of the butter.
Oh, no. I'm with Matt. I don't think I've ever used a full stick, but I've used a good quarter to a half stick of butter. And if I made like pancakes or something, and use like cream or something, I'll put a little of that in there. Yeah, I feel that, Matt. Let's see. WAUK, my friend is a chef and his mac and cheese is unbelievably delicious. He uses several different
varieties
of cheese, sometimes lobster. Oh, very good. Come on back. A few more What's Worse, and Zomers has a board game of the week. Peter Rapine at the bottom of the hour with What's Week in Review. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Back to the Talent Law Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, November 8th. Sommers, what do we got
there? That's from the Planet of the Apes soundtrack.
That's right.
One of them. It's from the 2001.
Yes. If you're going to South Carolina, there's rhesus monkeys on the loose. Watch out for monkeys. All right. Forty-three rhesus monkeys have escaped.
Rhesus macaques. Yes.
Have escaped. It's not a moose of the loose, it's monkeys of the loose. Be careful down there in South Carolina. What's worse? We're still going to do that for a couple more minutes here. What is worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? What's worse? Homemade macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? A lot of people have feelings. I love it. Mark from Prairie du Sac on the text line says, with a Carr Valley cheese down the street from me, a blend of different cheeses, maybe, is it Fontina and cheddar homemade rocks. You nailed it right there, Mark. You nailed it. You got to have that good Wisconsin cheese, butter, little cream. Boil that all, not boil it, but I mean, melt that down slowly, a little salt and pepper, bada bing, bada boom. Andrew, listening in Maine on WAUK, what's worse? He says Kraft is worse. I do not care for the texture of powdered cheese flavored sawdust. That's a little harsh. We made cheese and mac. All right, cheese and mac a couple weeks ago with broccoli and sausage added. When my sister-in-law was visiting, and I will take that anytime over box. Well, that sounds delicious. I'm not a big broccoli guy myself, but I'm sure it's very delicious. Well done. Sean, delivering the packages in Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Sean says, I'm the other UPS guy at RC. I agree with Matt. Kraft is king. Right there. See our UPS boys getting her done on the same page. Scott, listening in Madison on WMDX. There's nothing worse than someone who can't cook that makes homemade macaroni and cheese. Well, this is the point, right, Scott? I mean, I always appreciate anybody who tries. But yes, there is, if you use like hard cheese, like a sharp cheese, that does not melt well. And then you try to melt that into a homemade mac and cheese, it comes out all lumpy and it doesn't work. So agree with that.
Or sometimes when people make breading and they don't know how, it just ends up gritty.
Right. WAUK, Michaela, listening in West Bend, says, depends on who's making the homemade. See? Agreed. Very good. Matt, listening in Middleton on WMDX, homemade is best if you know what you're doing. Matt in Middleton, let's see. I live in Madison, so there's a mac and cheese restaurant. So, Wisconsin? And there are, like, these mac and cheese restaurants. I've been to them. They're pretty good. So I guess we're caught up there on the text line. Let's go quickly. This is John in Milwaukee. Very quickly, John, what do you got?
So yeah, I called you in the past and told you I was independent. You kind of didn't believe me. Well, I'm going to be very cordial because I like your show. Me and my girlfriend are lean conservative, but we do very independent, and we don't vote a lot. But this motivated me, my girlfriend, and a lot of people who are independent but lean conservative to go out, vote, and vote early, because we did not like being told, if we don't vote a certain way, I'm this kind of person, I'm a fascist, I'm a Nazi. And I'm like, whoa, I'm none of those. I grew up in Madison. I'm a friend with a lot of people in the gay community. I have no issues. So someone today took a picture of my Trump flag on my car, and he said, I don't want to get deported. And I said, sir, listen, as long as my people like me are responsible for you being deported, you're not going to be deported. This is not going to happen. I will fight that, too.
I appreciate the call, John. I want to give you a chance to speak, but let's answer the question. What's worse, macaroni and cheese or Kraft macaroni and cheese? You have an opinion? I guess not. I want to give him a chance to talk, but we're trying to do the thing, right? Anyway. All right, here we go. Board game of the week.
Welcome back for another edition of Board Game of the Week.
Yeah.
This time, we have a very relaxing, chill game.
Fantastic.
Let's say you want to spend some time outside. Maybe you can't. Maybe the weather's not very nice.
Right.
Or maybe you have some disability or something. But you want to get some of that serene nature in your life.
Nice.
You should try the board game Cascadia.
Cascadia. Not the bug or the insect, but Cascadia.
Yes. So the game is inspired by the Pacific Northwest, by Washington State. You know, beautiful mountain ranges, forests, and rivers. And you get these hexagonal tiles that you build out a habitat with for the wildlife.
Okay.
And then you try to place your animals there. You know, you got to get your caves for your bears. You got to get the areas where the birds can fly around, where you can get the salmon to feed the bears, perhaps. So you build a little nature, you know, habitat, and then put your animals in it. And you can even play it by yourself. So it's 1 to 4 players, just a very chill nature game.
I like that. I like that a lot. I, you know, I'm going out to Seattle to see my youngest godson in next month, actually. So maybe we can play that out in Bremerton in Seattle area.
If you're out there, I would maybe suggest actually going on a hike or something. But, you know.
Well, maybe we'll do that as well. We'll try to do that as well.
Yeah, you can do both.
Right, you can do both. So it's Cascade. How much does it cost?
Cascadia.
Okay, pardon me.
Yes. Cascadia. No, I just want to make sure that people listening know. Cascadia. So the MSRP is $40, but you can find it for $30, $35 most of the time.
On the black market.
On, you know, Amazon or game stores.
Oh, game stores. All right. No, I like this a lot because, as you say, maybe some people, for whatever reason, aren't able to get outdoors, but you can still kind of paint that picture in your head. Or better yet, if you are, you could play Cascadia outdoors.
It seems like it'd be a really fun game to play on a picnic table.
Right?
Because it's not a bunch of cards that are going to blow away.
And you got bears in the woods.
Exactly.
And hopefully no monkeys in the woods.
Hopefully fewer than 43 at least.
Llama listening to Madison says, I service a primate research building. There are signs posted next to the fire alarms. It reads, do not place monkeys here. All right. That's fantastic. All right, there you go. Cascadia, your board game of the week. See, that's exactly what I was looking for. Excellent job.
Needed something chill.
That's exactly what I was looking for. That's great. And what we're looking for to finish out the show next half hour is our good friend Peter Rapine, who is going to be joining us here after the break. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World. And you sometimes look at these stories like macaw monkeys, rhesus monkeys running around, and say, that can't be real. But no, actually some human was goofy enough to leave the door open and let the monkeys escape. Keep your monkeys at home, boys. I'm not even sure what that means. We'll come back after this with our good friend Peter Rapine, the Week in Review on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. In a significant move ahead of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County has announced its participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This initiative, a nationwide effort uniting counties to support military veterans, will see as many county buildings as possible illuminated in green from now until Monday. The aim is to raise awareness about the unique challenges many veterans face and the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Now in its third year, Operation Greenlight is a testament to the power of unity. Spearheaded by National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, it builds upon successful efforts by the New York State Association of Counties and the New York State County Veteran Service Officers Association in 2021. In 2023, over 300 counties participated in Operation Greenlight, demonstrating the collective commitment to supporting veterans. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents, businesses, and other organizations are invited to play a crucial role in this initiative. You can show your support by simply changing one light bulb inside or outside your home to a green bulb. The green light is a symbol of hope and renewal. By lighting it, you are sending a powerful message of support to veterans. Your participation is a symbolic gesture and a tangible way to let veterans know they are seen, appreciated, and supported. Together, we can open up conversations about veterans' needs and the services that support veteran communities. Counties and residents across the country are sharing their participation on social media using the hashtag Operation Greenlight. You are encouraged to join the conversation and share your support for our veterans. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Civic Media's own Earl Ingram Jr. will join me. We'll talk about what comes next in the Trump administration. Plus, is Donald Trump our retribution or our reckoning? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we're monkeying around.
We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Welcome back to the program. It's 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. That one goes out to Lisa and Carrie. We used to sing that. And Kelly used to sing that a lot. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around. Some monkey business afoot. We welcome back in for the last half hour of the show our old friend and contributor live from New York. It's Saturday night. And Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all of the stories we're going to talk about today in headlines at epomsworld.com. Peter Rapine, you're exactly what the doctor ordered. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's 60-something degrees in Brooklyn, and it's November.
Yeah.
How could I complain?
You can't. I mean, well, after this week, there's a lot of things we could complain about, but for those watching...
I'm going to keep it to myself.
Right, right. I get it. For those watching on the stream, brand new haircut, shaved. I mean, you look like a new man. You look like you're ready to go out on the town.
I feel like a new man, and a new man with a new living situation. So
you don't have to rely on Bobby. If you joined us a couple of years ago, Peter was in a transient situation and relying on Bobby to help him out.
And my foot is better too, so I'm mobile
good.
Again.
Good,
I'm walking, welcome. And soon we'll be running.
All right, well, very good. I'm glad to hear things are looking up on the up and up for your personal life. Because we're concerned about you, Peter. We care about you. We appreciate you coming on the show, and we want to make sure you're okay.
Thanks, guys.
In these times, we have to be there for one another and check on each other.
Well, yeah, I'm doing well. It just seems like everyone else is not.
Right. Well, and I think I talked to one of my good friends last night for a while, and it made me feel better. And I think just talking to people that we love and care about. Let's just hold on to that for right now, right? Don't be like, don't look at everything all at once. Just be like present in the present.
And we do have some funny things happening in the present to talk about.
That's a great transition. All right, Peter Rapine, what is going on? Again, I want to remind people, this is not fiction, not things made up. These are actual headlines from actual wacky real life experiences.
So if you're living in South Carolina, you were told by authorities to lock your doors and windows because there are 40 monkeys on the loose.
we talked about this briefly at the top of the hour. I love every part about this story. 43 monkeys on the loose. But you have an update, Peter.
Yes, our update is that the monkeys who escaped the testing lab have been spotted.
Ooh.
And they have already found themselves in the woods. And honestly, by the looks of the video, they probably should just stay there.
They're pretty happy.
Oh, they're having a ball. It's kind of a shaky little cam footage taken from someone I assume was on the side of the road or hiking.
Sure.
But you can see the black little monkeys running around, jumping between the trees. And I don't know if you guys talked about it, but the monkeys got out because someone that worked at the facility forgot to lock a single door.
We did not get to that part. So you're telling me for 43 research monkeys, there's only one door between them and the public.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Honestly, personally, that makes me feel better.
Like, they've got a fighting chance.
Yes. Yeah. Liberate the monkeys. Come on. Right?
And these apparently were all female monkeys who had not, they were so young, they did not have any research done on them yet. So now do you think that one of the monkeys, because I think there were three or four that stayed behind, do you think they were willing to sacrifice themselves and distract the human long enough for the other 43 to get out the door?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll close the door when you guys get out.
I love every part about this story.
Yeah, and so far, I don't think they've bitten anybody. I don't think anything truly bad has happened, so... I say we just let them be. If you can escape your research testing facility, you get to stay out in the world.
Totally agree.
You're not coming back.
And they can leave like a hatch door or whatever open. Like if somebody wants to come back, if they get hungry on their own. But I mean, what the heck? Just let them be.
Well, sometimes I think I have an important job, but I've never had an important job like whoever left that door open. That guy has an important job.
Yes. And failed. and failed at their job. But good for the monkeys.
Yeah.
All right.
Great for the monkeys.
Absolutely. All right. Very good. Next headline from EPOM's World, Peter Rapine.
All right. So the war in Ukraine has still been going on. It hasn't shown no signs of slowing down. And Russia has recently added a new fighting force to its force. Last week, a battalion of North Korean soldiers found themselves in Russia. They're fighting in Ukraine with the Russians. And a really funny story came out about it, because this is the first time, and if you know North Korea, you know they don't have unfettered access to the internet. Their Kim Jong-un controls everything they do and see. So for the first time, and I'll read our headline, North Korean soldiers are gooning after gaining porn access for the very first time.
North Korean soldiers are gooning after gaining porn access for the first time. So, yeah, I mean, these people are cut off. Kim Jong-un doesn't let them see anything that he doesn't like. They don't have so they're just discovering porn for the first time when they enter Russia and Ukraine.
Yes. So if you don't, if no one listening knows what gooning means,
the smile on Ray Pine's face when he said that. Yes.
Well, gooning is a term where it's not just masturbating; it's like masturbating in like a prolonged fashion, where you do it for hours and hours and hours. And this tweet. The tweet comes to us from the chief foreign affairs official for the Financial Times. So it seems very legit.
Right.
And it's just clearly these North Korean soldiers are on a Russian base and they found computers. And so a lot of Twitter was joking, like, oh my gosh, are they watching this video? Did they see this video? Like, it's like there's a lot of seasons of porn from the ketchup box.
and you know, isn't it just rich that here Putin brings in these poor North Koreans that don't know what the heck is up to fight on his behalf? They've got no choice because North Korea is a dictatorship. Russia is a dictatorship. They're just being put out there like people just to be slaughtered, basically. And they're like, but while they're waiting to fight, they're like, oh my good gracious. And you know, they're gonna be exhausted because they're not gonna be ready to go fight.
And they don't want to go back home. You know that.
No, they absolutely do not want to go back home. Well, that's fantastic, by the way. That may be one of my favorite stories in a long, long time. All right.
It's war is sad, obviously, but there's always a silver lining. There's always some story that can come out during a tragic time that can make us laugh. And that is it.
As one of my former teachers like to say, can't beat it with a stick. Anyway, what's our next story, Peter Rapine?
So the one election type headline we ran this week is a callback to 2016, which kind of shows that maybe people haven't really lost their sense of humor. Maybe we had it more. I'm not 100% sure, but hopefully no one forgot that in 2016, D's Nuts got 9% of the votes in North Carolina.
Spelled D-E-Z, D-E-E, D-E-E-Z. N-U-T-S, two words, D's so Nuts.
Our headline reads, remembering when D's Nuts had a shot at the presidency.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for this, by the way. Go on. This is fantastic. Go ahead.
So the video we have is a short clip from ABC affiliate station where the news anchor is shockingly relaying that candidate named D's Nuts somehow got 8 to 9% of the vote over the state.
Do we want to hear it?
Yes, we want to hear 100%. Yeah, we want to hear it. Here we go.
North Carolina shows Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton in a possible presidential matchup, but that's not the part that's grabbing people's attention today. It is the third party candidate on that poll. Candidate named D's Nuts.
Oh, no.
Really? A candidate registered as an independent from Iowa has the legal name of D's Nuts.
No.
Public policy polling showed him pulling 9% of the vote.
Did he say pulling 9%?
He did.
D's Nuts pulling 9% of the vote. I had forgotten all about that. That's fantastic. Why didn't we have somebody running? Think about that. In Wisconsin, Trump won by like less than 1% of the vote. If these nuts had been on the ballot, we could have been saved.
I mean, I think these nuts might come back in 2028. We got to bring him back.
And just the fact that the ABC affiliate, you know, went with it like that.
You got to report the news.
Right. You got to report the
news.
You
too.
Right.
And it's funny that like our memory of history is always like, oh, wow, things are crazy. I can't believe how crazy they used to be. And then like a story like this comes across my desk. I'm like, wait, things were so much simpler back then.
I know, right?
I would rather go back. Take me back.
Right. Oh, you're so right about that. All right. That was, I mean, you're just topping yourself, Peter.
Well, I have a good one next. Another good one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's go.
I'll start with the headline, and then I'll try to describe it. You're better doing that than I am.
No.
Raccoon falls out of the ceiling at LaGuardia Airport.
And this is real. A raccoon fell out of the ceiling at LaGuardia Airport.
And it couldn't have happened at a more apt check-in counter, because it happened at the Spirit Airlines check-in counter. There's a group of maybe 20 to 30 people standing around waiting to have their bags checked. And to the right, the ceiling tile shifts and a raccoon falls out of it. And he's like dangling by a wire and he's like kind of hanging there for a couple minutes, swinging side to side. And everyone just stops what they're doing and stares at it. And like the Spirit Airlines attendants are clearly not paid enough to deal with it. So they don't deal with it. And they kind of just start walking away. He falls to the ground. He runs around a little bit. I think eventually he was grabbed and taken back to his trash can somewhere, which is funny because if you've ever been to New York, you know that LaGuardia is the nicer of our two airports.
Yes. Just went under a big renovation.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there a year ago, and it was almost done, I think. So, I mean, it's getting nicer. But again, the funny part is that it happened to Spirit Airlines. If you're not familiar, Spirit is an absolute no-frills airline. In fact, when you go on their website, at least I haven't been on it for a while, their headline is "Your Ass and Gas." Like, that's all they're
doing.
Oh, yeah. That's a real headline. Like, all you're paying for in your ticket, like, is a seat. And usually they don't even recline. And then there's no,
they don't.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm waiting for the day, if I ever fly in Spirit again, God help me if I do, where you actually have to put a quarter to use the bathroom. So the fact that it happened to the Spirit Airlines counter where the raccoon just falls out and is dangling by an electrical cord.
It couldn't have happened to a worse airline.
Right.
I'm surprised. I've never seen a video of a raccoon falling out of the overhead compartment on a Spirit plane.
Right.
Yeah, that might be next.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
The next thing we're going to see is rhesus monkeys on a Spirit airline. That's where they're going to get it. If you're flying out of Charlotte, be careful.
Be careful. Yeah, there might be a monkey in the overhead compartment.
Oh my goodness! See, this is just exactly what I needed. All right. We got a minute left, right, Somers, before the break. So, what should we do? Should we tease it? What? Give us a quick tease. What's the next story?
The next story is a woman who was caught on a fan cam at a Denver Nuggets game, and she was doing a little bit too much.
Those fan cams can be very dangerous because you don't know where they're coming from, and all of a sudden you're on the Jumbotron and. You better not be doing something you're not supposed to. Have you ever been on the fan cam, Peter Rapine?
You know what? I don't think I have.
I don't.
But I did catch a T-shirt at MSG once,
really?
And that was a life.
Is that where you were last weekend?
Achievement of mine. No, this was a couple years ago.
Oh, very good. My youngest godson, when he went to UW Madison, he would get on the cam all the time. You'd be, I don't know, sure, yeah. They liked him on the cam. Come on back, find out what Peter Rapine has. The Week in Review from EPOM's World. We wrap it up for a TGIF edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which station you're listening to. And then a little weather and sports, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dominic Salvia from 4 until 6. And then Pete Schwabba and the great show Nightlight from 6 until 8. Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all of our headlines we're talking about today at EPOMsWorld.com. Zomers also has a link to it usually in the show notes or talks about it there as well.
Yes, I'm linking all the stories that we're talking about.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So again, this is not made up. These are real and actual things that real humans have done. We're just simply reporting human nature in the wild. Peter Rapine, always great to have you here. This has just been exactly what we need. All right, next headline, Peter.
All right, next headline comes to us from the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado.
Very good.
When at a Nuggets game last week or earlier this week, a woman got put on the Jumbotron, and she took her 15 seconds of fame to do something very inappropriate.
Give us the headline.
The headline reads, woman's on-camera dance quickly gets a little too sexy for TV.
Now, so when you go to a Badger game or a Packer game or a Brewers or Bucks or what have you, oftentimes during timeouts or whatever, they'll have a cam. It could be a kiss cam, a fan cam, a dance cam. And they move the camera around, and all of a sudden, boom, you're on. You don't know it. And most of the time, people are dancing. But once in a while, people get frisky and try to have a little fun. And this is what happens. So for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatnot, we're going to play this. Here's Zomers. Let's play and I'll see what I can do to describe it for you. So it's a Nuggets game, Denver Nuggets. Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets.
All right, so here we go. A middle-aged man and wife. Here we go, and they're dancing to some kind of music. All right, she's dancing. All right, there's the woman. She's getting very excited here with someone else. She's dancing. She's dancing. And I'm not sure. It's either one of two things, Peter. Either A, she thought the hot dogs that were served at the Denver Nuggets game were delicious, and she was showing people how she ate the hot dog at Nuggets game, or she had been to a Trump rally this week and seen the former President Trump trying to perform fellatio on a microphone. One or the other. That's what happened.
I like how she did it in both sides of her mouth.
Very talented. Very talented.
Dancing, you know, go back and forth.
Right,
like,
right.
You know.
Very talented. Yeah. I'm sure she got a date later on after the game.
I hope so.
You know, they said we're not going back, but maybe for that I would. I'm not sure. All right, Peter. Right. What's the next headline?
Next headline. These videos may convince you that your dog is a skinwalker.
Explain to folks now what a skinwalker is.
So a skinwalker is a type of cryptid. It is a, if you're into paranormal stuff, skinwalkers come from Navajo mythology where they are shapeshifters. So they can, and they're classified
like Mr.
as
Odo
humans.
On Deep Space Nine was a shapeshifter.
Yes. So most of the skinwalkers are evil, demonic creatures that can take the forms of humans, of animals. And they trace back to Navajo culture. And it's very real in Navajo culture. Yes. But the video that we have here is mostly one guy filming his dog, walking in and out of his room, staring at him from like the corner. And it looks like the dog is shape-shifting from a demon into his dog. And I think the guy is clearly terrified of his dog. Because he thinks his dog is a demon.
For those watching the stream, Zomers, can we play a little bit of that or not?
Sure, just a second.
All right, we're loading it up. We're getting it ready here. The computers are grinding away. We are about to bring you, for those people watching on the stream, we're about to bring you this fantastic video that Peter Repine of EPOM's World has gotten. The dog's walking on its hind legs like a human. Now, first the cat comes out, and then the dog follows behind. The dog's peeking out the side of the door.
And closing it.
And then closing the door. Like a real human, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy. Animals are great, though, right? I mean, they entertain us. They comfort us. They entertain us. They're our part. Look at this. A guy is using a cross trying to keep the dog away.
I mean, if you have a dog that you really love and you also think it's a skinwalker, like, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Make friends with it, number one.
But this is a beat that we've been pushing harder on, and it might be something I talk about more in the future, is we're really getting into UFOs, and we're really getting into cryptids. And we're not saying that we necessarily believe in UFOs or in cryptids, but we do find a lot of enjoyment in the people that do believe in it.
Just watching human nature.
One thing I can tease is I've been in contact with a guy who will remain nameless, who I'm buying a UFO video from. I found him on Craigslist. Really? And he's going to sell it to me for $25. He recently retired. He's an ex-government official, which probably means he worked in the post office or something. But it's a video that he shot in 2005 in New York. It's never before been seen. And I found him on Craigslist. So hopefully in a week or so, I can have an exclusive E-Bumps World UFO video for you guys.
I cannot wait for that. All right, final headline, Peter. Find from EPOM's World.
All right, final headline. Just I feel like this weekend we all need to go and take a nice nature walk. We probably all need to touch a little bit of grass.
Yes.
Final headline reads: Trail cam catches deer farting.
Trail cam catches deer farting.
Let's just give it a little listen.
All right, here's the actual footage of a trail cam and a deer. Well, again.
No, it's still going. This is the same video. It's four in a row.
What was that deer eating? And A or B, I didn't know that trail cams had audio.
Some do.
Some do. Some deer have gas.
Some deer have gas. That is our time for this week. Peter Repine, always a pleasure. You can find all these stories at epomsworld.com. Thanks, Peter. Have a great week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks to all of you for listening, for Zomers being here. Touch some grass, as Peter says. Enjoy your weekend, whatever you're fighting for. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild guest hosts the Maggie Dawn Show, and he'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.